Welcome. You are listening to the Watchman Alert Radio Network, broadcasting as a voice in the wilderness. This is Warn Radio, and I'm the Watchman, Dana Smith. Welcome to today's show. And we are living by faith in the whirlwind of the last days. Now stay tuned for a great show and line up today from Warn Radio. Greetings.
Greetings and welcome to Remnant Battle Lines Prophecy News Hour with the Watchman and Tower. Tonight on the show, we have prophecy, Christian news, and world events, Chichen, Christian persecution, Bethlehem, dramatic conversions, and more. Stay tuned for more on this later. It is Wednesday, the 13th day of June 2018, and we are glad you joined us. I am Tower, and we are covering the end of days as they happen. This is Warn Radio. The readings in the Word this week are found in Numbers, starting at chapter 16, verse 1 through chapter 18, verse 32. 1 Samuel 11, verse 14 through chapter 12, verse 22. And the New Testament portion is Luke chapter 19, starting at verse 1 through chapter 20, verse 47. Go to warn-usa.com, danaglennsmith.com, or Get Healthy Young Living to listen to the latest shows and read the featured articles by The Watchman. The newest posts this week are American Vipers Destroying the Souls of Men. From the tree so falleth the seed, the tongue is a fire and a word of iniquity. James 3:6. Bill Maher is hoping for an economic collapse to oust Trump's, so he says, bring on the recession. Provocative and passionate incognito. Unheard of. Provocative and passionate. Get the book that addresses the war of identity and deceit that is going out. That is going on. Check out Incognito now. It is the latest in the books which have come forth. Certainly not a novice, and with a proven and reliable voice, the author, Dana G. Smith, takes you into incognito. It is a war of identity and one of deceit. This book reveals a ruthless, corrupt, and evil struggle to deceive you today. While this will certainly lead to the Armageddon's Holocaust, the looming peril can also find you prepared. Through the Glass Darkly, Hope and the Transformation. Seeing through the glass darkly, I see all things face to face. Hope and the transformation from mere human that faces sin, death, and the grave, then to have the ultimate victory over the same sin, death, and the grave through Jesus Christ. Yes, it is the victory. For us, the ultimate victory who have believed in Christ. So you can go to warn-usa.com. GetHealthyYoungLiving.com or DanaGlennSmith.com to listen to the shows and read the latest articles and posts by The Watchman. You can follow us on Facebook at Facebook.com/WarnRadio. We also have three Twitter accounts, #WatchmanIS216, #WarnRadio, or #WGS_Watchman. And now I welcome in the Watchman for our latest news, articles, and information concerning the days in which we live. Greetings, Dana. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing all right. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. For the middle of the week, I don't know what day it is, I guess. Perhaps they go by so fast, can't keep track of them.
They do. You know, up front, we have another really exciting testimony.
Well, that's awesome.
And it's one of those ones that we let you do. So if you want to look that over, it's the very first one called Dramatic Conversions. Yeah, I got a couple things I got to cover, and you can come back and do that.
Okay.
You know, the one thing that we do here at the WIBR is produce media. And we produce all of our own videos, audios, our shows, our books. We produce those, set them up, format them, and publish through Amazon. We publish through other avenues, as you know, among them being Ingram, and there's been others in the past. And we have an ongoing push to do just that, to get the Word of God in printed form and get it into the hands of people. And so we continue to do that. And the latest one is Incognito. And we admonish you to take a look at these over on DanaGlennSmith.com and send the links around. You can also see a lot of the same over on Warn USA, but the Warn-USA.com site does not have the landing pages. All the books and everything, the store is over on Dana Glenn Smith. At any rate, having said that, as I was sitting here before the show, I thought of a little word that we see in Scripture a lot called succor. Means to come alongside and help. And that's what the Holy Ghost is called. The Comforter. Succor. Come alongside and help. And in these days that are so trying, the Holy Ghost has been given to us to find help, to find comfort. And so it's very important to understand that as Christians, we are not left powerless. There are events in the world that'll hit all of us, but the world is to be shaken. The Christians are not to be shaken. Did you know that?
That's right.
And that's exactly where we need to stand tonight.
Amen.
And with that, I'll turn it back over to Tower. Are you ready?
Sure.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, this story comes to us from Bibles for the Mideast. It's about a 7-member team from Bibles for Mideast. They had returned victorious last week from an exhausting but exhilarating mission trip in South Asia. Many thanks to all who held them up in prayer. It was high and deep in a remote, thickly forested region of South Asia. Two Bibles for Mideast missionaries have lived and worked among a group they call jungle people for close to 2 years. Despite the area being infiltrated by sorcerers, witches, and communist terrorists, several locals had made the decision to join the Kingdom of Christ, and so out of that a small underground ALG church was born. But of course, you know, the enemy gets involved, and the battles proved intense and were worsening. And while the workers sensed an eagerness among many to accept the gospel, fierce backlashes from the kingdom of darkness led to increasing fear and hesitancy among the inhabitants and death threats to the missionaries. So they did the best kingdom logical thing. They declared a 5-day period of fasting, prayer, house visits, and gospel meetings. On hearing of the plans, Pastor Paul, LGL pastors Peter Hanif and James Irshad, and 4 other Bibles from the Mideast evangelists decided to join up with the missionaries. And simply getting there involved days of demanding travel. Much of it was on rough, stony roads and paths inaccessible to most vehicles. And at one point, they were stranded by torrential rains at a forest station near the foot of the final pathway up to the people they hoped to reach. As God would have it, the forest officer is a strong believer in Jesus and stays in fairly regular contact with the hilltop believers. And so he gladly sheltered the evangelists, and he probably was thankful to have the fellowship with them and prayed with the evangelists. And the plan for the hilltop believers, or the plan was for some of the hilltop believers to make the 3-day trek down the mountain to meet the visitors and accompany them back up to where they lived. But it started raining, now accompanied by thunder and lightning, continued and caused dangerous rock and mudslides. And the missionaries and believers could not come down from the hills. They thought they might have to abort the mission, Pastor Paul explains. But that night we prayed until the rain finally stopped at about 2 in the morning. And then finally we went to bed. We did not have any idea about the hill people, whether they would come to receive us or not. About 3 hours later, the men woke to hear loud knocking on their door. They opened, stunned to see the hilltop missionaries along with the new converts waiting to take them up the hill. Hours of torturous trudging later, they reached the top by 10 that morning. And he said, physically we were all tired, but spiritually we were strengthened. And so they held prayer and fasting again. And the original plan had been to stay among the people for 5 days, praying and fasting each morning, visiting in people's homes each afternoon, then holding gospel meetings each evening. While they kept to the prayer and fasting, even while and after climbing the first day, due to fatigue, they canceled the afternoon visiting and evening meeting. Instead, they pretty much passed out on the floor mats in the huts they stayed in, but woke the next morning refreshed, and they held their prayer and fasting again with a few more villagers attending. Someone brought a deaf and dumb man to the gathering, and all joined in prayer for him. After the service, he knelt down before the Lord Jesus in front of me, Pastor Paul recounts, and I put my hands on his head and prayed. As I prayed, he suddenly said, "Praise the Lord Jesus and hallelujah." Then he said he could hear. That's amazing, isn't it? When you hear that.
Yep, it is.
Well, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for your work. His work is still going forward, even in these last days and the wicked times.
Well, you know, the thing that I liked about this story, they said that the landslides had been caused by this great number of rain. Well, the missionaries had made it to the top, but the landslides, while it threatened the evangelists going up the mountain, but it also completely buried and washed away the terrace collection of landmines, which they had put up there. So, you know, I mean, in all of this rain, there was a blessing involved. And we continue to see this time and time again. The Lord working in miraculous ways. And, you know, this is a reminder to those who live in America. The Lord has not changed. But remember, the Lord himself could do not many mighty works in his own area because, of course, they knew him. And there was just simply unbelief there. And in America, we have a tendency not to do many mighty works because there's a lot of unbelief.
Yeah.
But you need to understand that God is able. And so, you know, we need to understand where our real strength lies here. And that's the bottom line. And, of course, Bibles for the Mideast, their main project is to give out Bibles to people that want them. Many of their people are converted Muslims, And Bibles for the Mideast gives out all kinds of Bibles. And they said whenever a Muslim wants to know about Christ, they ask for a Bible. And, of course, a lot of the people that go on up there and the people that do give their heart to the Lord are kept quiet. You know, no, they don't tell you the true name to protect them. Now, this is kind of one of the main things about working overseas in some of these countries that are Antichrist. They're, you know, a lot of Muslims. And there's also other areas. You can get into Burma, Myanmar, you can get into Pakistan, you can get into even India. You really got to be careful in all of these areas. But the thing that we're looking at now, you know, for a long time you and I have been talking about what's been happening in the EU. And especially in, we talked about Germany, we talked about Sweden and Switzerland, and France, all of whom have tons of mosques right now. And Germany is being overrun by Muslims and mosques. And, of course, you know, the big thing here is that what we have is a social jihad that really ends up filtering through. You replace the people that are there with others who want to take over your land and make it into something that it's not. And in many cases, Christianity is wiped from the books. Now, that's the case throughout the Middle East. Before the Muslims got in the Middle East, Christianity was there. And it was because of the Crusades that many of the Christians there were conquered, and there was a lot of forced conversions to Islam, and over the period of decades and centuries, they became staunch Muslim countries. And so in Europe, we see the same thing beginning to happen. And the big question here, of course, there's the globalist plan of Soros, among others. The globalist plan is even accepted by those in Hollywood and many of those that think that's the way to go, including Obama. And of course, most of this agenda is anti-Israel, anti-America as it used to be, anti-independent nation state. It's a globalist agenda. Well, in Austria, they decided to close 7 mosques and expel the imams in a crackdown.
I think that's great.
And we see also in other areas they are cracking down by restricting, you know, headscarves and a lot of other things that the Muslims do there because of what they've been doing. And we see this and have reported it from Great Britain all the way through the EU. And even in America we have this problem that there are no-go zones where the Muslims live, and you pretty much got to do what they do if you're going to go down there because you get beat up or stabbed or something.
Well, I think that more countries should follow Austria's lead.
And so the Austrian government, Austria's government, had said that they were shutting that down, and they're expelling the imams, and they call it political Islam. And the one thing that I liked here, Chancellor Sebastian Kurz said the government is shutting a hardline Turkish National Mosque in Vienna and dissolving a group called the Arab Religious Community that runs 6 mosques. Now, see, Turkey is the one that is a NATO member, but Turkey has funneled a lot of money, a lot of imams, and a lot of mosques throughout the EU. Erdogan has come out and said as much, that he is the protector of all the Muslims in the EU, and he has called for the Arab League of Muslim Nations to come against Israel. And he's also threatened the EU, among other nations. And he's supposed to be a NATO member. This is a guy that needs to lose his NATO membership. This is a guy that needs to lose his influence.
I agree.
Now, the actions come as a result of a 2015 law. And it prevents religious communities from getting funding from abroad. The resident permits of around 40 imams employed by the ATIB, that is the Arab religious community, A group that oversees Turkey's mosques in Austria are being reviewed because of concerns about such financing. And they said parallel societies, political in Islam, and tendencies towards radicalization have no place in our country. That's what he told reporters. Now, that is the first common sense that I've seen in a long time. That has no bearing in America either. Parallel societies, political Islam, and tendencies. Now, see, throughout the EU, throughout Europe, throughout, you know, you can go all the way down in Italy, along the Mediterranean, even at one time going into throughout the Middle East, the UK and the Western Hemisphere of America, Canada, Mexico, all had Christian foundation. And so, you know, Islam would love nothing better. It's political. It is a political system, not just a religious system. And so that's why they shut it down. And that's really the thing that needs to be done. Now, of course, Erdogan wasn't very happy, but frankly, we don't care what Erdogan has to say. And it's not Islamophobic or racist, because if you allow the Muslims to do as they please in their radicalization, they will move to take it over. And if you want your country, you better move to protect your country or you will lose it. And that we see that from history. And that's exactly what happened throughout the Middle East. And that is currently what's happening in the EU. And that's what's happening in some places here in America. And under Obama, we saw a rise in the Muslim Brotherhood, among other groups that were going into the White House. We saw an anti-Israeli campaign come out of the Obama White House. We've seen a lot of things we do not like. And, you know, the bottom line of it is there's a lot of enemies in America.
That's true.
And I do talk about some of this in my new book that Tower mentioned.
Incognito.
So be sure to check that out. And, of course, you know, Trump today said that China helped out tremendously in this meeting between Trump and North Korea.
Really?
Kim Jong-un.
That's interesting.
But International Christian Concern, who is based out of Washington, D.C., that's persecution.com. And they have a report in here on the Tiananmen anniversary. China detains dozens of Christians in Sichuan. Now, you know, the thing of it is, all along we've seen Christians for quite a long time now, probably 10 years now, that China has been increasing, ramping up the persecution of Christians there. They were tearing down their crosses. They were doing a lot of things. And local authorities raided the Autumn Rain Covenant Church in Sichuan, China. And they summoned Pastor Wang Yi and Preacher Jay Lee, whatever it is, ahead of their scheduled prayer vigil. 2 hours later, the pastor, Wang Yi, and his wife, four preachers, and 11 other members were taken away by the police. And, of course, they do disappear in China.
And that was in 1989, wasn't it?
No, it was ahead of the prayer vigil for the 1989 Tiananmen Square.
Okay.
That's what they were doing. They were celebrating the... you know, that, remembering that.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
At the time of the writing, the entire group is still being held by the government, and June 4th marks the 29th anniversary of the Tiananmen Square crackdown in China. Several hundred to thousands of student protesters were killed by the government, with more than 10,000 arrested. Now, that's what happens in China. Now, see, this is... a long time ago that this happened, 2009. But see, we've continued to buy stuff from China with no mention of all this. You know, while we're talking about Kim Jong-un's, you know, treatment of Christians, and some of these other things. We have Turkey, Erdogan of Turkey. We have Pakistan. We have India. We have North Korea. We have also Afghanistan. And we have China. Now, the top on the list is Afghanistan, followed by North Korea. And then, but see, these others still do it, and we need to deal with this. And a lot of times, you know, look at Walmart, who has bought millions and millions and millions
probably
of dollars
billions.
Worth of cheap Chinese goods. Now, they're not the only one, because I know for a fact that a lot of our other ones, like Kmart, Sears, and you know, a lot of others, Bed Bath and Beyond, you can go into Target as well. Many of these, there are so many American companies doing business with China, it's just not funny. But see, the thing of it is that we're already, including those that want to find fault with Trump, that, you know, what about equal rights? Well, see, we've got a lot of countries that have problems with equal rights with Christians, among others. And it's not just North Korea. And if you think it's just North Korea, you need to get your head out of the proverbial ignorance of the toilet water that you've got it stuck in. Because I got news for you. There are a lot of countries, and we report on them every week, where we find persecuted Christians. And I can tell you, talk about having one of the worst things, have Erdogan represent somebody in NATO, and
yeah,
what he's done to Pastor
right.
Brunson there, among the other Christians there, is absolutely sickening. And if it weren't for the ACLJ standing up, I don't think Brunson would have anybody. But, you know, these are the things that need to be addressed
right.
in the world. And while you're sitting on your butt, enjoying your free air in America, and yeah, you get exasperated at what's happening, right now you're not getting shot at, killed, murdered, and thrown in jail for your faith or what you believe. There are countries today that are hauling people away, and many of them are Christians. So it's time for all you at-ease Christians in Zion, America here, to stand up and start considering your brethren, your brothers and sisters in Christ around the world. And it's time for us to not only work with North Korea, which is a good thing.
Oh,
see,
I think so. It's amazing.
It's not going to work, you know, by just being divided. You have to be able to deal with North Korea. And you're not going to make them the way you want it overnight. I mean, you can't help them. They've got to be educated. They are in the dark about a lot of this stuff. And so you've got to show them. And show them that you don't mean to destroy them. You don't want to destroy them. And so there's a lot of issues here, politically.
That's true.
And frankly, I think a lot of these that are shooting off their mouth out of Hollywood and around the world that are, you know, the only reason they have a voice is because they're a movie star. They made a few movies. You know, maybe they're a politician.
Yeah.
But there's more to life than you and your big mouth.
And what good does it do? It doesn't do any good to shoot off your mouth like that. You just show what your true character is. Bitter, angry, mean, nasty, evil, wicked.
Yes, and you need to read my latest article, American Vipers.
Yeah, it's really good. I liked it.
So, at any rate, you know, this is the thing. You know, the ICC regional manager, Gina Go, said Chinese Christians continue to face a growing crackdown under President Xi Jinping, especially those who refuse to submit to the government's control. This means that the regular Christian churches that are endorsed by the communist government, which takes away the gospel and puts the Communist Party at the top and then the church under them. The true believers, the ones, there are the Christians that know the Lord, are not going to take the Communist government as the lead here. They're devoted to the Lord.
Thank God.
Yeah. And, you know, so there's a lot of issues here. And they're not going to go away overnight. Now, of course, another story brought out by International Christian Concern is in Bethlehem. Now, see, Bethlehem used to have a lot of Christians there, but because of the influx of Muslims and persecution, most of the Christians moved out of Bethlehem.
That's too bad.
Yeah, and I think the same is for Nazareth. But at any rate, a lot of persecution, a lot of danger, so they just left. And of course, a report obtained by Al Arab, a news service, they started an investigation. A Christian cleric said that there was harassment of young worshipers near a church in Bethlehem. And he asked the young worshipers to maintain calm in the place. And the spokesman of the Catholic Bishops of the Holy Land said that two young men were disturbing a group of pilgrims heading towards the Milk Grotto Church, adjacent to the Basilica of the Nativity. In the face of this behavior, Father Fatty limited himself to allowing the pilgrims to quickly enter the church and then close the gate and thus prevented access to the two attackers. And Father Fatty was stabbed shortly after closing the gate. And, of course, you know, they stabbed him, but it was minor.
Thank God.
But, see, there is that division in Israel. And, you know, the thing of it is that in Israel, it's not just Muslims who can cause trouble, but radical Jews. And, of course, from our friends at Maoz Israel, who do a lot of work out there, they're Messianic believers, and they have Arab as well as, you know, these are regular Palestinian Arab Christians, as well as others. There is that trouble, you know, in Israel right now. It makes it worse because of the Gaza Strip, and of course over in the West Bank, there's a lot of problems in these areas.
Oh, it's just horrible.
And we've, we've reported on people that just went over there and they were walking on trails and they end up getting stabbed by Muslims.
Yeah.
And we've also reported on the fact that, matter of fact, there was a trial quite a number of years ago of an ultra-conservative Jewish fella who had killed a Christian, and it was his duty to kill Christians. You know, the thing of it is that there is this. Whenever you get into the biblical arena over there, it is very, very dangerous. And a lot of these people being young, and their temper and their adherence to what they think to be the truth will block out any common sense. They'll just stab anybody. That's just the way it is. Now, see, Israel is not a theocracy today, and all the people over there know it's not a theocracy. That there's a major influence, of course, of Judaism there, because Judaism is the major religion there. But it's still not like Israel of old being a theocracy. And they do not have the temple set up. They do not have all the sacrifices set up. They have synagogues there. And they don't have all the land there. So it's no way, shape, or form even what it used to be. So the Jews themselves aren't keeping all of the laws they should be concerning the sacrifices, the temple, and everything like that. Now, they attempt to do smaller sacrifices and stuff like that. And during, like, the Day of Atonement and Passover, there are many times they want to do even more than that. But there is problems, and there's major problems, and there's major trouble in the area. And for a country that's supposed to be the Holy Land, as we call it, there's a lot of blood that's been spilt. And Jerusalem itself, we classify that as a holy city. It's not a holy city. It's holy to a lot of people, but the Scripture calls it, in Revelation, Sodom and Egypt. And, of course, this denotes unclean. And it is unclean if we just look at the blood aspect of it that's been spilt, and blood guilt. So I've taught a lot on blood guilt over all these years, and so Israel is in prophecy. This kind of thing is not going to go away at all. And so we'll just have to, you know, peace, you know, while we love peace, it's not always going to be there.
Unfortunately, I'd love to see peace, but the only real peace you have is in Jesus Christ.
Well, you know, Scripture says that when they say peace, peace, then sudden destruction will come upon them.
That's right.
And so, you know, there is that, you know, arena that... all this is going to happen one day. You know, you and I talk about it. And it's just not... You know, it gets closer all the time. You and I have been doing this for over 20 years now. And it just, you know...
Boy, it's really ramped up, especially in the last 4 years, I'd say.
Well, you know it has. And it's just interesting to see how everything continues to go.
Yeah. Sure is.
Now, in another story, June 7th, Christian human rights lawyer Nugent Van Dyke and a fellow member of the Brotherhood for Democracy were released from prison in Vietnam. Now, there's been a lot...
We talked about them when they were arrested.
Well, you know, that there are tribes in certain portions of Vietnam that do get persecuted for their faith being Christian. But... according to the German Foreign Ministry, they confirmed this release. The German government welcomed the release, and they saw it as a humanitarian step from the Vietnamese side and a good signal to the international community. And the guy began his human rights work in 2000 when he defended a Christian who was detained after she opposed the authorities' attempt to dissolve her worship service. Yeah, I'm worshiping the Lord. Stay away. Yeah. You know, you want to bust me, come back later on. But I'm going to worship the Lord. And if you come near again, I'm still going to worship the Lord.
That's right. You can't
so
stop
she,
that.
Yeah, she got in trouble. Yeah. Yeah, well, that's just too bad, Vietnam. Good morning, Vietnam. Oh, Robin Williams. Yes, well, Robin didn't know about all of this at the time. And, of course, the thing he played come from the Vietnam War. And it's kind of ironic the way Vietnam is today. You know, but all in all, you know, there's a lot of people that spend time going to Vietnam. And they visit there, and they really get along really well. Vietnam, the people there really do love Americans. And so, you know, the thing of it is, you just got to be careful. And I'm glad to see that Vietnam is working with that. And so at any rate, Dai offered pro bono legal advice to this woman who was arrested. And then the police arrested him.
You know, he's going to stand up and help someone that's arrested, so they just arrest the lawyer. Well, that'll take care of it. Now, China does the same thing. China also makes lawyers disappear, and that has happened. And we have reported on that in past, too. So, you know, a lawyer that will continually do that will find themselves in trouble. And of course, he had been in jail for a while.
But now he's been sentenced to 15 years in prison and 5 years of house arrest. That's tragic.
Well, he was released.
Was he?
Yeah, that's the whole story. On June 7th, Christian human rights lawyer Nguyen Van Dai, they're just telling you the whole system on it.
Okay.
You know, and, you know, and we see it.
Well, I read a story about this one pastor who was transporting Bibles across the waters to China. And it was okayed by the Chinese government. Then on his last trip doing this, he was arrested. He was going to quit doing it, and he was in his 60s, and I don't think his family's heard from him.
Well, you know, the regional manager said that Nguyen Van Dai being freed, they were happy, but they said that there's... other prisoners of conscience, including Pastor Nguyen Trung Tan and dozens of Montagnard Christians, and they're all being held over in Vietnam. I mean, you know, when I was going to Bible school many, many years ago, there were areas that were closed society. They were closed to Christians. And the people who wanted to go in there had to go in under some other thing. Most of them will ask you if you're going in for religious reasons and things like that.
Then they won't let you in if you're going in for religious reasons.
So exactly.
So you want to go in as a teacher or a doctor or...
Yeah, but God help you if they find you doing something like that you shouldn't be, because you're going to wind up in jail, see? And, of course, this is where the call of the gospel comes. And so... there is no easy answers. There is just the call. The Lord says, go ye, and you go. The Lord says, whoever testifies me, you know, before men, I'll testify him before the Father and his angels. You know, the world's going to hate us. There is an enemy, and they're going to use everything possible. And just like the early church did, Peter and the boys and all of them, they said, well, you know, when they were told not to preach in that name or speak that name, they just says, well, we cannot help but preach and teach in that name.
That's right.
You know, we'll do what God says to do above what man says to do. And of course, this is... the fundamental reason why Christians find themselves in prison and persecuted, because there is the Comforter. There is the Word of God. And there is the command. And they have the burning word in their heart, and they have to tell people.
Mm-hmm.
And this power from inside is greater than all the prison bars on earth. You can take people that have this commitment through Christ, and they will face death and fire and anything else you can throw at them. That is how strong this is, because they're not alone. When you look in the cell, you'll see one person or two or however many you throw in there, but you don't see the Lord in that room with them. You don't see all of the other Christians who have died for the Lord, who have been martyred, that are there as well. You see, there is a memorial. There is this thing that You see, our faith is in the Lord, but the blood of the saints have been shed like the blood of the Lord has been shed. And the Lord says the servant is not above his master. And he says, do not fear what men may do unto you. And so they don't. They do what the Lord puts in their heart to do. And if he says, you need to go preach here, and even though it means that they're going to get thrown in jail for the rest of their life, they will do it.
Yes, they will.
You know, they will endure flame and torture. And that, we even see that in the Hall of Fame, going back to the Old Testament. You know, when the Lord's Spirit moves in the souls of those who love him, hell is shaken. Demons run in fear.
Yeah.
The devil hides, and men, mortal men who are leaders, cry in fear behind closed doors, not knowing what to do. The devil knows this world is not his. He has a limited power now, but believe me, the inheritance of everything that you see is not going to go to the devil and those who follow him. That's
right.
For sure and for certain. And I'm here to tell you tonight that even though, you know, we talk about Christian persecution and we're an advocate for the persecuted church, we don't do it because we feel sorry for them. We're here to tell you the glory side of this. Not everybody is going to suffer like this. Not everybody is going to be thrown in jail. But I'm here to tell you that the church is alive and well. I'm here to tell you there are Christians that are not backslidden. Christians that are not lukewarm. Christians that know the Lord, Christians who can hear his voice, Christians who pray, and miracles and signs and wonders are done. Miracles done by Christians in jungles who walk in those jungles, and the sorcerers and the demons flee in every direction to get
Amen.
Away from them. This is the power of the Lord. This is the name of Yahshua, Jesus Christ our Lord, in the hearts of those who believe in him. And when you think persecuted church, you think victory. When you think of people that are locked up in prison, you pray for them. And you tell the Lord to put in their heart that there's somebody here that loves them and praying for them. You reach out and you touch those in jail through your prayers as though you were there, because they're your brethren. But the glory is coming one day. And China won't matter. And all these other places won't matter. Because they will all be part of a new kingdom. And in that new kingdom, you have to be perfect. And the only way to do that is through Christ Jesus.
Yes, amen.
Well, at any rate, you know, there's a lot going on about globalism. And, you know, you and I talked about this. There was a lot of people that were really rooting for Trump to fail. I mean, the Democrats and those who hated
him. I think that is so wicked.
It is wicked. And you know, there's a number of agendas, and a Clarion Project, which deals with radical Islam, had an article out called America First, the Trump Frontal Attack on Globalism. And see, this all came out after Trump met head-on with the G7. Now, Trump said, we didn't all disagree, you know, he says, we left okay, we have differences of opinion. But he said, you know, there's things I don't agree with, and you know, he says, but I don't hate him, you know.
So,
you know, but the thing of it is, he still met him head on and said, we're not willing to play the game anymore.
Yes,
and he
right.
notified China, we're not willing to play the game anymore. And he told Canada, why should Canada get the break on stuff when our steel industry is being, was dead in the water? Why, and we heard this from a guy that dealt in steel and needed to get stuff for the oil. he had to go to China to get it.
Yeah.
And this was years ago. Now, see, Trump, in one little election, has tried to change all that.
Yes, he has.
But see, Clarion points out that it's also about radical Islam, and that's what Obama denied for 8 years. You can deny it till the cows come home, but it is about radical Islam.
And it was going on.
And it's also about radical globalism. It's also about this one world globalist order. Now, eventually, it is going to go to it through the Dark One who's coming. But, you know, for a guy that's standing up and went to the G7, took on everybody, you know, it takes some backbone to do that. Yet,
yes, it does.
You have knuckleheads like De Niro, who is just an angry old man who doesn't have any sense. You know, all he can do is get on Twitter and yell and scream and holler and get before awards ceremony. And the only reason he's up there is because he's standing up on past laurels.
Yeah.
Well, see, in the old days, De Niro, you know, might have been a halfway decent actor. But in recent memory, he hasn't produced anything worthwhile.
That's right.
And he still manages to get up and have a voice. And when he uses it this time, he used it, and it was a shameful thing that he did. And see, although you do that, that doesn't change anything. The facts are, De Niro, you lost. The facts are, many of you who oppose Trump has lost. Now, does this mean he's going to win? Well, I can tell you one thing. He's going to try to do what he said he's going to do. And, you know, all your articles and all your baloney from CNN and all the rest isn't going to change the fact that there are people in this country that do not want it to go the way Obama led it for 8 years.
That's correct.
And everything that Trump has been doing, he told the people before he got elected what he wanted to do, and the reason they got behind him is because he wanted to do what they wanted to do. He was elected by the people. The mainline Republicans even opposed him. He turned the whole system upside down. And he even backed Israel when Obama spent 8 years dissing Israel.
Yeah.
And he even set forth the embassy in Jerusalem, the U.S. embassy in Jerusalem, when no other president did. And now he has sat down with Kim Jong-un from North Korea, which no other American president would do.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, you can call him whatever you want to call him. But this guy has proven that he's somebody that's first. Now, you may not like him, it doesn't matter. It really does not matter what you think of him. Because he's already done this, folks. It doesn't matter what you think. It doesn't matter how much you hate him. It really doesn't even matter how much you love him. Because history will prove out that this guy accomplished those things. Now, he may not accomplish any more the rest of his whole term, but he did do those things. And
that's
he did
right.
Stand up to the G7. And he did come out against the border, open border of Obama's. Now, if you find those things offensive, then I really wonder whether you're even a true American. You know, we have always had those socialists and commies that wanted to come over here, but guess what? Even socialist Bernie Sanders was happy to see Trump sit down with Kim Jong-un.
Yeah, that's good.
So if Bernie Sanders can see some good in it, you need to look in the mirror and find out what's the matter with you besides being evil and wicked and you got a big mouth and don't know how to stop your tongue. You need to read my article that I wrote today, The American Vipers. I don't know if it could ever get through to you, but something needs to. Because you're going to stand before God one day, and you're going to answer every idle word that you said.
That's a scary thought.
Yeah, it is. So at any rate, you know, I mean, you and I talked about this when he was first going. And when I first heard this, I couldn't believe it. I didn't think he ever had a chance. I thought it was laughable. You know, I thought they're never going to elect a billionaire white guy. Well, that's what they did.
They did.
And the reason they did, and I did listen to him after I said that. Well, I want to hear what he has to say. And he was saying the things that I want. I didn't want open borders. You know, a lot of the stuff he was saying. It's like I sat down at a table and saying, well, this is what I don't like. And he turned around and said, that's exactly what I don't like. Now, I don't agree with maybe a lot of stuff that he does, but I don't have to.
That's right.
I didn't vote for him to, become a Republican, to be the Pope, or to be perfect. And for all those people that keep throwing things out at him, this is a guy that did receive the Lord, according to a Christian who led him to the Lord. A high power Christian.
Yeah,
his sins are under the blood, whether you like it or not. And as Christians, that's how we get that way.
That's right.
And there are people that pray in that White House. Go figure. And they pray to the true and living God. Go figure.
Yeah, that's great. Praise the Lord for that.
So at any rate, we're coming to the end of today's show, Tower.
Already?
Yeah. There's a lot of good stuff online today. I mean, on this show today. A lot of good stuff.
That's right.
Now, one little note. Last Friday night, we had some issues come up, major issues. And so I ran a special called Isaiah's Apocalypse. It's a one-hour show from our archives that I wanted to do because I didn't think I had one in recent memory. So you can listen to that from last Friday's Sound the Shofar, as many do. Because these things, although, now this one you won't find on our website. It's only on Spreaker. And we're going to continue with the Spreaker app and stuff like that because we like the way of doing it. We do have another off-continent place where we're putting massive audio files. We're making allowances to be able to share those and play them from there. So we are working on a lot of things because we're looking globally. And so we're here to present the Lord, to give testimony to Him.
Amen.
Even through the tribulation. We're here. And we ain't going anywhere. And somehow, some way, the Lord will make a way.
Yes, He will.
Because no matter who's standing up, we're going to tell Him. There's one Lord and one Savior. His name is Yahshua, Jesus Christ, who is the Son of the only begotten Son of God, our Father, Yahweh, Jehovah, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, great and mighty and most revered God. He is our Father,
yes,
who has given of His only begotten Son.
Bless the Lord.
That is who we believe in. And I hope you believe in Him too. Be blessed today. And if you don't know Him, you need to know Him. He'll forgive you.
Amen.
Okay, Tower.
Well, thanks for joining us, everybody. We love you. We pray for you. We're grateful for everything you do. Just God bless you and keep you.
Good night, everybody. Shalom.
Good night.
We thank you for joining us today on WARN Radio, the Watchman Alert Radio Network. This is the Watchman, and for all of us here, shalom, everyone. See you again on the radio.